The Charlotte Symphony Orchestra launches its season tonight with famed violinist Joshua Bell playing Brahms' Violin Concerto. But before that will be a piece never performed for an audience. It's called Charlotte Mecklenburg and was commissioned to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the city's founding. You can hear parts of Charlotte's past and present in the music. With a nod to the city's location in the Bible Belt and its native son, Billy Graham, it begins with a reimagined hymn. And alludes to the region's textile history by capturing the motion of the mills and the songs of the mill workers. It's the work of Nkiru Okoye. She composed Charlotte Mecklenburg following a visit to the city that included interviews with people from a range of backgrounds.
It's got community engagement, it's a celebration, it's something where I go into the community and talk to different people about music and history.
In that regard, it's similar to a lot of her work. We spoke with Okoye yesterday.
A lot of people think that classical music is something that is in the academy and it's in the ivory tower and it sounds inaccessible. And so when I come out and there I am and I'm this 6 foot tall black woman, I'm just not what they think of as a composer. So it's automatically, wait a minute, what happened here? And because of that, they'll talk to me about various type of things, and I actually get disciples. Like, I'll bring people to concerts, and they don't even like classical music. And those are the people that I like to reach out to. And so I just thought, this is it. You know, this is like the ultimate experience.
I know you're from New York. That's where you live. You live in the Hudson Valley. So how did you get to know Charlotte then for this piece?
Oh, well, the piece had a residency requirement. And they wanted me to come down and visit, but the entire piece had to be inspired from the visit.
And I think I read that you actually came up with a list of questions for all of the people that you spoke to. What were those questions?
What is your favorite piece of classical music? Do you have a piece of music that has a cultural tie to your heritage or Charlotte? Is there a short story or saying that speaks to your Charlotte experience or cultural heritage or childhood memory? The next question is, what in Charlotte makes you feel at home? And the last one I just added, have you ever been to a symphony concert? If not, what would get you to go?
What picture emerged of Charlotte for you after you gathered all that information?
I think that the perspectives on Charlotte were going to be very different depending on who you spoke to. You know, a lot of people were painting Charlotte as kind of this new opportunity in a place where there's just a lot of economic opportunities. And the question I added, do you think that the African-American community feels the same? And the answers for that were very different.
Can you give an example? Like, how were they different?
When I had spoken to Day Lee, who is a hip-hop producer, and he's just fantastic. I mean, he's the type of person that you just want to get to know, you know? And he said something that solved my puzzle of how to get the different perspectives in there. His favorite saying was, without a vision, the people perish. And of course, that's it's a biblical quote. But he said, for instance, it's like the people who said, that's not my Charlotte, in response to the Keith Lamont Scott shooting. And the pairing of both of those in the same, just in the same context, gave me an idea. Because all this time I'm thinking, you know, of course I have to touch on this topic. And of course there's this tension that's there. And of course, you know, you have these different cultures. People don't necessarily know. How do you interact with so-and-so? I know that, you know, when the people were in the streets protesting, some people said, oh, this is an uprising. And other people said, this totally was not an uprising. You know, this was part of something that had been happening, and it's just suddenly it got people's attention. And so one thing that I did in the music, and, you know, there aren't any words to this piece, but there's a section for modern day Charlotte, and it says, Keith Lamont Scott. And you hear it, and it's played by a marimba, and it's just bump, 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 bump. Keith Lamont Scott. And the counterpart to that is Not My Charlotte. So you hear Keith Lamont Scott. Keith Lamont, Not My Charlotte. Keith Lamont, Not My Charlotte. Keith Lamont, Not My Charlotte. And it repeats over and over again. As they're kind of dovetailing each other, sometimes it's very dissonant, and other times it's very melodic, very harmonious. And I think that that's what the city is like.
Nkiru Okoye, thank you so much.
Very welcome.
You can hear Okoye's Charlotte Mecklenburg at the symphony's opening gala at the Belk Theater tonight at 7:30.